Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management, helping us kind of sort through these uncertain financial times for so many people. Tony, thanks for joining us again. Another day of gains on Wall Street. I mean, the biggest three-day rally since the 30s is what I've seen. On the same day where we set a record, record is maybe even an understatement, of jobless claims. How do the two happen on the same day?
Good point. And I think people need to understand that markets do not report on what's happening. Markets look through what's happening and look out further. So really, I think what the market is saying is that I got it that, you know, unemployment went up by 12x, you know, compared to the prior month. However, the government is releasing a combination of fiscal stimulus, which is spending, and monetary stimulus, which is money from the Fed, that is equaling about $6 trillion in total. And from an economic standpoint, that's sort of our version of the A-bomb. Okay, so when it sees that amount of stimulus coming into the economy, it sees that corporate earnings are going to get some support. It sees that the consumer, which is 70% of the economy, is going to be getting some very significant support. It views it in a favorable light and moves up. It's about it.
Is it sustainable what we're seeing in the markets right now? I mentioned best week since the 30s. That's the track we're on for right now.
Yeah, I think it should creep people out when they keep hearing comparisons to the 1930s, which was the Great Depression. But in fact, that's what's happening. I think what's happened, you're seeing incredibly violent moves in the market on a daily basis. You know, we're getting moves of, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10% on a daily basis, which is just incredible. And, the fact of the matter is you get 3 days up, the market's up 20%. People need to understand, if you go back to 2008, which was truly an ugly time, I think in December of 2008, the market did rally about 20%, which just happened over the past 3 days. And subsequently, the market sank down to new lows in March of 2009. So the fact that I think we had just sustained selling, up to this point, I don't think we had two consecutive up days since February 5th and 6th. So we had a sustained selling pressure. And I think it got to such a point that it began to snap back. And really, that's what we've seen over the past 3 days. My sense, is that, what we saw was really a relief rally. And typically, the vast majority of times you get a relief rally, you are going to retest the lows, which we had maybe 4 days ago. So I don't think this is the, the beginning of the end. It's more of a technical rally. And, in all likelihood, we are going to retest those lows that we've seen at some point in the future.
Is there any, so these numbers that we saw, these jobless numbers, didn't appear to have a huge impact, at least on the day. What are maybe numbers you're going to be watching for in the future that will be released? Maybe they're from the Labor Department, maybe they're coronavirus-related numbers that will have a big impact on the markets.
Well, there's no doubt that the most significant number that the market is going to be looking at is the coronavirus numbers. The market needs to understand when we're seeing a peak in this. They need to see whether the measures that are being taken are beginning to blunt that curve and are beginning to back down. So that's why it's sort of a unique economic situation, because the medical end of things is really driving the economics. So, you know, my sense is that once, you know, the market bottoms out after the COVID-19 weakness, as after it hits its limits and is backing down, I think the rebound could be extraordinary with the level of fiscal stimulus we've got and monetary stimulus. But at this point, until those numbers begin to stop climbing, and let's face it, right now we've got more cases in the United States than we've had in China. And I think that's really the one metric the market's going to want to see.
Tony, thank you again for the time. That's Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management talking about the numbers that we saw yesterday. Don't seem to make sense to people unless you are someone who studies this stuff in depth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.